Ex post facto, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, at this time Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narad and followed by many other demigods, invisibly appeared in the house of Kamsa. They began to pray for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in select prayers which are very pleasing to the devotees and which award fulfillment of their desires. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 2. He lifted a massive hill named Govardhan. This was while giving off the visual appearance of a small child. He not only lifted the hill, but he held it aloft for 7 straight days, using the weakest finger on the typically non-dominant hand. Prior to that he had been taken high into the air by a demon in the form of a whirlwind. Though Trinavat had no difficulty picking up the baby and bringing him into the sky, suddenly Krishna became too heavy for him. Trinavata dropped to the ground and died, while Krishna escaped unscathed. While in the transcendental body of an infant, the same Krishna found himself on the lap of a beautiful woman who was ready to nurse him. She was actually a witch in disguise named Putana, intentionally sent to Gokul to kill Krishna. Her plan was to put poison on her breast, to cause the instant death of the son of Yashoda and Nanda. The plan did not work. The reverse happened. Krishna started sucking her breast so hard that Putana was unable to keep the full skies. Her true, hideous and gigantic form emerged, and eventually the life breath was sucked out of her. She fell to the ground dead, causing a loud sound. Krishna again was unaffected, as he playfully lay crawling on top of her dead body. In adulthood the same Krishna spoke the highest words of wisdom to the distressed warrior Arjuna. The leading fighter for the side of the Pandavas, Arjuna was also Krishna's cousin. He was a friend as well, a person on equal terms. Yet the wisdom was so profound and Arjuna so submissive in hearing that the relationship on the battlefield changed. It was no longer friend with friend or charioteer with chariot warrior. It was guru and disciple. To prove to the doubting people of the future, Arjuna asked Krishna to show the universal form, which is the vision of the complete everything, or at least that which can be comprehended. Arjuna saw that form, after being given special eyes by Krishna. Quote, Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths and unlimited eyes. It was all wondrous. The form was decorated with divine, dazzling ornaments and arrayed in many garbs. He was garlanded gloriously, and there were many scents smeared over his body. All was magnificent, all expanding, unlimited. This was seen by Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, 11.10-11. The same Krishna danced under the bright moonlit night known as Sharad Purnima. His dance partners were the gopis of Vrindavan, the most beautiful women in the world, whose devotion was seen both inside and out. They each danced with Krishna individually, a feat accomplished through Krishna expanding himself. Hearing about all of these amazing things, it is tempting to speculate that the divine nature of Krishna was assigned after the fact. The thinking goes something like this. Here was this amazing figure, appearing with a bluish bodily hue. People were enamored by him. He did some legendary things. Who knows what exactly is true? Who knows if these things really did happen? It sounds like the people were so amazed that they thought he was God. They likely assigned him the status of Supreme Personality of Godhead after the fact. There is no doubt that a show of magic can go a long way towards building reputation. Even during Krishna's time on earth there were imposters. One person dressed like him. He claimed to be the real Vasudeva, the origin of the universe. The imposter got shamefully exposed when finally in the direct presence of the genuine Krishna. Quote, the story of King Pandraka is very interesting because there have always been many rascals and fools who have considered themselves to be God, even in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. There was such a foolish person. His name was Pandraka, and he wanted to declare himself to be God. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 11. The words of the Bhagavad Gita and the testimony of Arjuna are proof enough of Krishna's divine nature. There is Vedic literature to give further support. In the Srimad Bhagavatam we find the prayers of the demigods to the womb of Devaki. They knew the Supreme Lord was appearing on earth. They knew he was residing within the womb of Devaki, ready to emerge at the appropriate time and give relief from the terror that was King Kamsa. The prayers of the demigods prove that Krishna's divinity was known beforehand. The Lord did not need to make a show during his earthly pastimes. The wise were in the know. The same is true of God's descent to earth in the avatar of Rama. The famous Ramayana Valmiki chronicles Rama's life and pastimes. Just like Krishna, Rama did amazing things. He defeated 14,000 black magic employing, wizard-like creatures on the battlefield. He had a bridge built of floating rocks. He took down the most feared ruler in the world, Ravan. Rama's army consisted of monkeys and bears hurling rocks and uprooted trees. His greatest servant, Sri Hanuman, did so many amazing things. That servant serves Rama with thought, word and deed. Hanuman's example alone provides enough proof of Rama's divinity. The Ramayana was written by Valmiki before the events happened. Again, the demigods knew that the Supreme Lord would be appearing on earth. The speculation of the non-believers is negated yet again. An even better way to get proof is to follow bhakti yoga, devotional service. Chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hear about God and his pastimes in this realm and others. Change your consciousness from material to spiritual. Then gradually the belief will come, as it will be clear that no one other than God himself could give so much potency to something as simple as a name. In closing. To this realm many times came. Different forms, but always one the same. Amazing feats while on side of good aligning. Perhaps divine nature afterwards assigning? Actually, to the wise from beginning known. Not necessary for proof of ability shown. Try bhakti if difficult to believe. Personally this highest truth perceive.